I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, March 6. Coming up, government pledges to maintain fiscal responsibility. Education Minister says merger of training agencies will not affect programs and tourism workers to benefit from pension plan. The news in detail after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reaffirming the government's commitment to maintaining the fiscal responsibility necessary to bring down the high levels of debt affecting the country. Mr. Holness says notwithstanding several signs indicating that Jamaica's economy is moving in the right direction, the government must remain vigilant in ensuring that the necessary reforms are carried out to achieve the desired long-term results. Chief among these is meeting a primary budget surplus of 7% of gross domestic product, which is the main anchor to achieving the government's goal of reducing debt to 60% of GDP by 2025. This is also a key target of the government's precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF.
This program is a good program for Jamaica, but it also requires that Jamaica takes greater responsibility for the management of its own affairs and for its own destiny. I think it is important that the issue of taking responsibility as a feature of this government be said to the country.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a recent press conference to conclude the IMF mission team's two-week visit to review the precautionary standby arrangement program with Jamaica for the period ending December 31, 2016. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid is assuring that no programs will be cut when the country's three training agencies are merged. Instead, he notes that there will be an expansion and strengthening of the services to be provided to Jamaica's youth through the combined HeartTrust NTA, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, and the National Youth Service.
We are not abolishing the services. When a merger takes place, it means those institutions are being merged into the operations of HeartTrust, NTA, and the services will be delivered through the mechanism that we will establish.
The minister was responding to questions on the merger during the sitting of the Standing Finance Committee in the House of Representatives recently. He further explained that the consolidation of the institutions is being undertaken to enable the government to better provide services for youth, adding that the intention is to serve 135,000 youth from 190 locations. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson says the government remains committed to greater investment in the development of the nation's most vulnerable. This following the recent expansion of the Early Stimulation Program ESP Center, located on Hanover Street, downtown Kingston. The minister notes that particular focus is being placed on children up to 6 years old, as early intervention can set the foundation for better development.
At the ministry, we are seeking to make inclusion and empowerment of the vulnerable a reality, and we are working to actualize the right of every Jamaican with disabilities to develop to maximum potential as mandated by our Disabilities Act.
The Early Stimulation Program serves a population of more than 1,500 across the island with interventions for children with special needs as well as their parents. And the pension plan for tourism workers is scheduled to come on stream this September. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says a series of sensitization sessions are being held across the island. He says meetings are to ensure that stakeholders are fully on board with the plan, which will benefit all categories of tourism workers.
We began a series of sensitization sessions with the owners and operators of the tourism entities across Jamaica. Had our first meeting here in Montego Bay at the Convention Center to start the process of sensitizing everyone for the rollout of the first tourism pension plan for the workers of the tourism industry. And after that is finished, we go to legislation, we go to Parliament, and September 2017, we roll out the pension plan for the workers.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the 2016 Tourism Service Excellence Program TSEP Awards presentation ceremony in St. James on the weekend. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.